The doorbell rang once more, prompting me into action. The hard wood was freezing beneath my bare feet as I scurried down the stairs. I didn't bother to look through the peephole. I knew who my uninvited guest was. "How did you know where I lived?" I demanded, flinging the door open. Caden did give me a sheepish grin. His hands were shoved deep in the pockets of his dark jeans, and the white shirt he was wearing accentuated the golden tan of his skin.
"Can I come in?"
he asked hopefully, artfully dodging my question. "Tell me how you knew my address," I shot back.
"If I tell you, will you let me in?"
he countered, mischief glinting in his jewel-like eyes. I thought for several long moments. Did I want him to come in? Of course I did. But what about Jameson? I might have visions, but that girl had a sixth sense for where her boyfriends were at all times. I wouldn't have been surprised to learn that she tagged them with GPS. "Well, I won't let you in if you don't tell me," I finally said. There, that wasn't exactly a promise.
"Fair enough,"
Caden nodded his head, still grinning despite my hostile attitude. He searched my face for several seconds before continuing, as if he were trying to decide how to phrase his disclosure.
"Terrence's little brother Brent, his girlfriend, plays travel field hockey with some girl named Hope's something or other, who is a sophomore at Westwood. Apparently, Hope's cousin is a senior at Westwood and plays soccer with some guy named Cooper, who, according to the gossip mill, is very good friends with you." "Cooper passed the information down the line,"
he finally admitted, looking only marginally embarrassed for having gone to such extreme measures to find out where I lived. My stalker theory suddenly didn't seem so far-fetched.
"So, can I come in?"
I swallowed my misgivings and stood back so that he could enter. We stood awkwardly in the foyer until my mother's lessons about being a good hostess, even if you hate your guest, forced me to remember my manners.